So this is the reconnoiter one from, about Lindell to, about Jericho and the Sand Dunes. And I'm dictating this from Jericho, and I may forget some of the really interesting stuff near Lindell. So you're in the Basin Range. Specifically, you're in the Great Basin. The Great Basin is a hydrologic term. The Basin Range is a topographic term. So the one is for basins and ranges. So there is a difference in where they are. But the Bonneville Basin is a part of the Great Basin. So would the Lahontan Basin be over in Nevada. So here at Jericho, so it would be if you were leaving Lindell and heading towards Jericho, this is what you'd be watching for. If you're at Jericho and heading towards Lindell, this is sort of what you'd be seeing. You're almost on the shore. You're almost on lakefront property of Lake Bonneville. So at this junction, you're probably on the wetlands that were associated with Lake Bonneville. And you say, we don't get it. Let me talk to you about some of the geography of Lake Bonneville in this orienteering part, and then I'll give you the story on Lake Bonneville elsewise. Lake Bonneville had several major sections, and one of the big sections would be today's Sevier Desert, and another of its big sections would be where Great Salt Lake is now, and another of its big sections would be that huge area that goes from Wendover and heads south. And then it has all these arms that look like tentacles from there. But those would be, and you'd say, well, how did the Sevier Dry Basin connect to Lake Bonneville? Well, I remember Lake Bonneville was going up and up and up and up, and as it went over, you know, a divide here, a divide there, it would fill the next valley where there was probably a lake to begin with. In fact, you could wonder, which way was it the Sevier Dry Desert that flowed into Lake Bonneville, or was it Lake Bonneville that flowed into what we're calling Lake Gunnison now, which would be the Ice Age Lake? And it goes through something called the Old Riverbed. And we won't get to the Old Riverbed until we're just beyond Delta. But it was as though there was a connection. Well, there was a connection. And, of course, now it's high and dry. But the Lake Bonneville had the severe desert side, and we are in one of the little arms on the severe desert side. And other things to be aware of is we're in this severe desert area. It's broad. It's a basin of the basin and range. And there are a lot of ranges around here. As we look south, we can't see what I want you to see. You see the Gilson Mountains, and if you're heading north, you'll be seeing the Canyon Range. So the Canyon Range is due south of the Gilson Mountains. So when you're north, you look at the Gilson Mountains, and you can't see the Canyon Range. And when you're south and heading north, you see the Canyon Range, and then you wonder whether you're seeing another range. That's the Gilson Range. And what's neat about these two is between them flows the Sevier River.
Meanders.
It meanders, but it obviously did some work to get through there. Because the Sevier River starts in, well, basically, Bryce Canyon. So somewhere in the back of my mind, I think it's the longest river, or maybe the second longest, in a closed basin. Surely the Humboldt River is longer. Maybe it's the third longest. But it is a long river, and it flows to the Sevier Desert.
On how you're measuring.
And the question has been asked, how do you measure a shoreline? How do you measure a river? Do you go down the Thalweg, which is the deepest part of the channel? Or do you just take your Google Earth and go click, 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 see how fast it goes? And that is a wonderful question that geographers refer to as the modified aerial unit problem. Scale matters. Well, that was a digression. I'm going to talk about the Sevier Desert, the Sevier River, in just a bit. Let's continue reconnoitering. The road that we've been on, Route 6, is heading north through Tinnick Valley and will end at the T of for Tinnick High School in Eureka. And that's where our next discussion will be. We have here this road. When you go west, it goes west and then south to the Jericho Sand Dunes. Way cool. Wonder how those sand dunes got there. We'll do that next in terms of older than, younger than. If you were to go east, you'd head through a pass that then would take you to Nephi. So we're almost due west of Nephi. For other places that we're interested in, I'm going to try to sort of reconnoiter a couple of the mountain ranges. We know where the East Tinnick are because that's where the road is heading. We're going to look for the West Tinnick, just sort of west of the East Tinnick. But then, thinking topographic sort of series, we think of the East Tinnick as being relatively lined up with the Okers. And then the Okers sort of head us into the lake. And some people might connect the Antelope Island with the Okers, but they're really different geologic terrain. When you're thinking about the Stansburys, which are on the west side of Tooele Valley, they head south to a low range called the Onaquai. I think that's what they're called. And then they head into the Sheeprock Mountains. So what are we seeing here? As we are here at Jericho, and it would probably be true when we're at Lindell as well, there are low hills and big hills. And the Sheeprock Mountains are a bit taller than the West Tinnick. And so as we go from Lindell to Jericho, and Jericho to Lindell, we will see the West Tinnick kind of in the front, and we may be seeing the Sheeprock Mountains tall in the back. Now, once again, the whole concept here isn't to get lost mentally or physically. It's to realize that we go through basin range, basin range, basin range. We think of these as north-south ranges, and they're not perfectly north-south. The tectonics is never perfect. And in fact, these basins are telling us things about the tectonics we don't really understand. But what we're doing is we've got these series. So West Tinnick goes to Sheeprock, goes to Onaquai, goes to Stansbury, as opposed to East Tinnick goes to the Okers, and we'll call it quits there. So where will we put the canyon range? And what we're talking about is pattern at the moment. There really is a geologic logic to these, where they were sort of, what kind of faults, or sort of faults define them. I think that's true of people too. And so don't line these up as thrust sheets if you're a sophisticated geologist. We're just doing topography here. So what I want us to recognize is that at Lemington, which is due east of Lindell, we're in the throat of Lemington Canyon and the Sevier River is flowing down that canyon. And that canyon is between the Gilson Mountains and the Canyon Range. And we're not going to go into how fascinating the Canyon Mountains are. Oh, that's another lecture. So then if you continue south and west, you get to Delta. And at Delta, to the west of Delta, is the Sevier Desert and Sevier Dry Lake. And we can't really see that from here. We can see Black Mountain, which looks rather black. We can see the Little Sahara. You could say, where do they come from? Great question. And we can't see Fumeral Butte, and that's frustrating to me because Fumeral Butte is a really nifty feature of both Lake Bonneville and basalts. It was underwater. So what do I want you to see in terms of topography here? I definitely want you to see that we're in basin and range country. I want you to see that we have gotten lower, and in fact, where we are at this intersection at Jericho Junction, we are virtually at the Bonneville level of Lake Bonneville. And so as we head south, see if you can spot it. The railroad will take advantage of it. And this was water here during the Ice Ages. You'd have had grasses, you'd have had saber-toothed kittens and cats, you'd have had musox and giant sloths, huge bears, lots of rodents. You're thinking of the sort of the climate of the Great Lakes. Now, the part I haven't covered is, if we were to go farther east, what would we see? Well, as we get to Nephi, we cross the Wasatch Fault. So you're expecting to be in different country east of the Wasatch Fault than west. West of the Wasatch Fault, you're in the Basin Range. Let's just say that Nephi is practically the Triple Junction. So northeast of Nephi, you're in the Wasatch Mountains. You're in the Rocky Mountain Physiographic Province. Southeast of Nephi, you're in the transition zone, but we would call it the Colorado Plateau. So you would be seeing mountains that have rather flat tops. You'd be seeing the Sandpitch Mountains that are between I-15 and Ephraim and Mount Pleasant and Fairview. And then east of Fairview, Mount Pleasant, and Ephraim, and Menti, you would find the Wasatch Plateau. So this transition zone of the Wasatch Plateau, which kind of sort of has some of the faulting of the Basin and Range, but some of the features of the Colorado Plateau is lumped with the Colorado Plateau. We'll be doing another reconnoitering in the Delta area. So I think I've covered what you see here now from Lindell. As you look west, you're really seeing across the severe desert. You will be able to see Fumeral Butte. If your bright eyes are bright in the winter, you'll see the steam rising from the geothermal springs there. And if your eyes are very bright, you'll see shorelines of Lake Bonneville on Fumeral Butte. Then the next lecture that we'll do is, I think I'm actually going to cover the path of the Sevier River now, and then we'll do older than, younger than next. So the path of the Sevier River. I think what we'll do is we'll start at Sevier Dry Lake and Delta, which is on the delta of the Sevier River. And then what we'll do is, well, let's just take the trip. So from Delta, the Sevier River is meandering back and forth and back and back and forth and back and forth because it is so clogged with sediments. It has carried so much debris into Sevier Dry Lake that it can barely make its way downhill. And that's why it goes wacka 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 wonka wonka back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, because the meanders are indicative that it is having a difficult time going downhill, particularly those that are almost 180 degrees, that have an oxbow, quote-unquote, in them. So, by the time you get to Lindell, you can look east up the throat of Lemington Canyon and that magnificent delta. And it's really huge, and of course, it blows lots and lots of silt and sand, and that's where the sand dunes of Jericho come from. So, although this isn't the older than, younger than section, you have Lake Bonneville, and that provides the sands for Jericho sand dunes. So, Jericho sand dunes are younger than where they got their dirt from, and they got their sediments from Lake Bonneville. So, but this is the story of going from Sevier Dry Lake upstream to Delta, upstream to Lemington, upstream to a junction that makes an almost 90 degree turn. And you'd say to yourself, that looks very odd. And I'm not going there in terms of its geologic history, but anything that's an anomaly is basically a professional paper, and this is worth a couple of them. This might even be worth probably a PhD. more impressive than a master's. And so instead of being going northeast, we're going southeast. And now the canyon range will have rounded the north end of the canyon range. So Sevier River was going between the Gilson Mountains to the north, Canyon Mountains to the south. It rounds the bend of the north end of the Canyon Mountains and then heads across Juab Valley. It is crossed by I-15 at a place called Mills Junction, I believe, or Mills. And sometimes you can... I won't go there. I think that's where the animal rendering plant is. But then you keep on going to Yuba Lake, and the outlet of Yuba Lake is Sevier Bridge Reservoir. So Yuba Lake is long and skinny, just the way you'd expect a river basin, a flooded river, to be. You continue going south, past Fayette, past Gunnison, past Salina, past Aurora and Richfield, past, meaning continuing going south, and at this point it's parallel to I-70. So continuing going south to past Joseph, which, and then get to a canyon, and it goes south from the Interstate 70 and is in the Sevier River Canyon. And you'd say to yourself, well, I guess that makes sense why they called it Sevier. I guess it comes from a Spanish, sort of a corrupted Spanish word meaning violent or something like that. And we're continuing going south. So we're continuing on the Sevier River, and of course, as we're getting higher, we're well out of Lake Bonneville. In fact, we left Lake Bonneville, meaning Lake Bonneville is sort of like filling a tub of water, and Lake Bonneville almost got to Salina, but did not. So we're continuing south. So we're going upriver. We go through Paiute River, which happens to be in Paiute County. We get to Junction. Junction is named for the junction of the East Fork of the Sevier River and what might be considered the West Fork, but it's called the Sevier River. And Junction, on if you're going up the west portion, goes to Panguitch. And notice how you're almost to Bryce Canyon, which is indeed what the East Fork does. So the East Fork climbs and climbs and climbs and climbs and gets to the very rim of the Great Basin. Bryce Canyon is on the south side of the divide, meaning it's on the Colorado River drainage, which is why it is so dramatic. It's got to cut all the way down to sea level. Whereas on the north side, you have the Sevier River, the East Branch, and it's much gentler topography because it only has to get to the level of Sevier Dry Lake, then it's fine. So, heading the opposite direction. So we're going to go in the other direction. We're going to go from the headwaters of the Sevier, and we're going to take it right back down to Delta and Sevier Dry Lake. Now, let's talk about the concept of a watershed. So a watershed is sort of the territory, the area that sheds water to a given point. So it's everything that is uphill. So it's whatever is draining, so long as there isn't a closed basin on the way. So Utah has two main hydrologic regions, the Great Basin, which is the internal drainage, and the Colorado River drainage, and just an itsy-bitsy part of the Snake River drainage that we're going to forget about that's in the Raft Rivers. So there's going to be a dividing line between the Colorado River drainage and the Great Basin, specifically the Bonneville Basin, that fed Lake Bonneville. So that dividing line, a raindrop that falls just 5 feet from another raindrop the one's going to head into Bryce Canyon and, you know, go to the Pacific Ocean if it can. The other is going to head down the Sevier River and head to Lake Bonneville, and when there's not Lake Bonneville, to Sevier Dry Desert. So, where is that basin divide? If you were to go east from Cedar City and head, avoid the landslides, please, to a place called Long Valley Junction, you're at the headwaters of the western branch of the Sevier River, which is the longest branch, and that's why it's called the Sevier River. If you were to go to Bryce Canyon and pay attention, in the park, you would actually cross the boundary between the watershed of the Colorado River and the watershed of Lake Bonneville. And it's why the topography of Bryce Canyon is so dramatic, and I've already said that. So, we go downstream. We go from Bryce Canyon, or just north of Long Valley Junction. We continue to Junction, where the two branches meet. From Junction, we've already lost a great deal of elevation. There's just one main river, and we go through Paiute County. And then we continue through Richfield. Then we get caught up into Lemington Canyon. From Lemington Canyon, we get out of this mountain terrain. We're between the Gilson Mountains and Canyon Range. We get to a place called Lindell. As you're driving here, see if you can spot the delta of the Sevier River as it's coming between the Canyon Range and the Gilson Mountains. We ought to be able to spot that. And you know you're at Lindell, A, when there's a sign, and B, when you can see the IPP power plant that's off to the west. And then you're going across this very gentle topography that was just getting covered by Bonneville sediments. And finally you get to Delta and Sevier Dry Lake. That ends the one on reconnoitering. That was a little bit long. We'll now do older than, younger than, and I'll do the Bonneville story.